everyone. This is Perigo, the show in which we talk about stuff. And I'm your host, Claudia.
And I'm your host, Perio.
Woo, Perio, hi.
Ooh, Claudia, hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Had a breakfast, went to a local market, bought some melon, fruits. How are you?
Good, or kinda. A little bit
tired. How was your week? Slept a lot?
It was just a week. Just a week.
Just a week. Not bad. I had a perfect week.
Perfect? You called it perfect?
Yeah. There were ups and downs, but overall, like, you know, life, I'm alive, and I appreciate everything, you know?
Every single day, every single moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you want to talk about something today, or not?
Yes, I want, as always. Well, this week I've been listening to Guess What?
The podcast.
Yes, of, what podcast?
Lexus.
Yes.
Lexus.
Lexus. Lex Friedman podcast, yes.
Lex Friedman, okay.
And the last one, the most recent one, was with Neri Oxman. She's an American Israeli designer and professor known for art and architecture that combines design, biology, computing, and materials engineering. She coined the phrase material ecology to define her work. And she has a company called Oxman Company.
Mm-hmm. It's her surname, yeah? Or
yes. Yes, that's correct. It's Neri Oxman, typical. Oxman Company.
Yeah, okay, it's so typical in Israel. Yeah.
And on her site, like on the on her company site, it says, quote, "We invent multi-scale products and environments through radical ways of thinking and making that flow across hardware, software, and wetware. At this nexus, we unveil new knowledge and take on challenges that others consider impossible, allowing design to empower science and science to empower design."
Okay.
Yeah, that's deep. that's really deep. Also, like, there was quote, like, flow across hardware, software, and wetware. Do you know what is wetware?
Mm-hmm. No.
Wetware,
it's something real.
Basically, it's our brains.
No, it's not real.
Like, hardware, it's some physical stuff. Software is programs. And wetware is basically like biological computing
stuff.
Yes. And also on her site, like, they highlight words like rigor, play, wisdom, wonder, brilliance, humility.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. And they spoke on this podcast, Lex Friedman and Neri Oxman, they spoke so deep and mind-blowing things that, like, fascinates me and, I don't know, like, empowers, I think. Yeah, and I highly recommend to listen to this podcast, to this episode. And
But I think that in our show we just retelling another podcast, no? Or you just recommend?
Like, you know, it's constant inspiration, it's flow of information and things like that.
Okay, you do not go into retell all story, yeah?
No.
Okay. But because I was ready.
No. As I said, everything is flow, yeah, and it led me to think about our world, the internet, and internships?
Entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship, yes.
Yeah. Hard да. Word.
Да. Business. Let's call it business.
Business. Sorry.
Yes. And we live in a really great world. Yeah. We spoke like some time ago that we had a podcast with highlighting Kanye West. Yeah. And I needed a trivia like with Kanye West questions and like it's out there on the internet. And like this company of Neri Oxman, entrepreneurship, business and the internet. Yeah, I'll be cancelled for this work. It made me think that there must be some really cool startup ideas. Yeah, like real startup ideas. And I've digged into that a bit and I found one that I'd like to speak about. But before that, I want to play another trivia, Claudia, small one.
And this one, I will be the most, I don't know, stupid girl. Yeah, at last one, I was, I know everything, almost. And this,
it's not about being smart about or stupid. It's more about
logic. Okay, it's not my best
logic
side.
And feeling for truth.
Future. Okay, okay, let's try.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the name of a startup or a company and short description. And you need to tell me, is it real or fake?
Ah, okay. Is it
That's all.
Real right now? Yeah. Is it exist? Or is it just an idea of...
Existed or exist.
Okay.
Like that this idea was proposed. Yeah, maybe they got some investment. Maybe not, but it wanted to become real.
Is it works? Yeah, we. I should guess. Is it works?
Okay,
or
you
no?
should guess.
Yeah.
Like, was it idea of a human, or it was created by ChatGPT? Because the fake ones was created
so
by ChatGPT.
Yes. Yeah, but I think it's so random because a lot of real startup ideas right now, it is made by ChatGPT.
maybe, but they're real anyway. And many of true ones was created long time ago. Not long, but some time ago. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the first one. Ship your enemies glitter. A service that allows you to anonymously send glitter-filled envelopes to people you dislike.
Real?
Okay, yes, that's real.
That's my life.
Damn.
You know, I'm startup girl. I'm actually into this field.
Okay, we'll see, we'll see. But this one is crazy. Like, what?
No,
I was really surprised that it's real.
No.
Who wants that? Okay. The next one. Plant whisperer. You know whisper? It's
Speak like Yeah.
Plant whisperer, an app that claims to allow you to communicate with your plants and receive gardening advice directly from them.
It's an app, yeah?
Yeah.
I think real.
No.
But I saw something like this. It's something close. It really exists.
App that allow you to communicate with plants.
Oh, communicate, it's super wide. What?
No, it's not wide, Claudia. Communicate, it's like when you receive a notification that your plant says that you need to fill water or something like that. Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
1-1.
It can be a normal one.
Yes. The next one. Potato Parcel. A company that sends personalized messages written on real potatoes to recipients.
Real?
Damn, yes, that's real.
I think I'm too much into this, and I think everything is okay for me. And potato actually is a great, not a shape, it's a great object for...
for my suggestion. For I don't know, like...
For experiment, actually.
Maybe. I think, like, if I'd live 10,000 lives, I'd never come up with this idea. That's crazy. Okay, the next one.
Open your mind.
Game Crush, a website that lets you pay 60 cents a minute to play Xbox Live games with hot women.
In general, it sounds like something that already exists in the internet. It sounds like, but okay, let's try that. It's just an idea of AI.
No, that was real.
Okay, because everything is okay.
Yeah, it doesn't exist now, but it was real.
Okay, people, just people.
I love the internet. It's awesome. The next one, Claudia.
Uh-huh.
Pet Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
A dating app for pet owners to find like-minded animal lovers for play dates and potential pet sitting arrangements.
I also heard about this. Maybe it's called by another name, because this name is actually not original. But I don't know. You is it a hint for me? Like, this name...
There is no hints, Claudia.
Okay, this is AI.
That's true. That's AI. That's fake.
Okay.
There is
but
no
there are something close to this for real pet owners.
Maybe. But like it's exactly not, pet not Tinder. There is no pet Tinder.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got it. I got how it works, this quiz.
The next one. Dino delivery. Maybe Dino. Dino. Like dinosaurus. Yeah.
Today,
Dino delivery, a drone service that delivers life-sized inflatable dinosaurs for theme parties and events.
Life-sized dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, yes.
Life-sized. What does it mean?
Like how real big size? How they were in real life?
But they were really big.
Yeah, that's why it's drone delivery. Not car delivery, scooter delivery.
It can, yeah, but it can be my startup, actually. It could be.
Could be, yeah.
But the name Dino Delivery, it sounds like dinosaurs are my delivers, not the... object.
That's why there is a description, Claudia.
Yeah, and I think it could be real, actually, but not so popular because life size it's really huge.
Yeah,
and I think but I think AI is not so weird. I think AI it's okay, it's real,
it's fake. I think that there is no such thing as drone delivery right now.
Why? Even Russian Post try to use it.
Try to. It's not commercialized, you know, when everyone uses it.
It's, yeah.
Anyway, it's fake. Let's move on. Frogs. THROX. Frogs. A brand of socks that come in sets of three. With the idea that if you lose one, you still have a pair.
Fake.
Real.
Okay.
This is also a genius idea.
No, I think it's easy. it's not something genius. It's just the socks.
Okay. The next one. Yo Yo Yoga. A fitness studio that combines the art of yo-yoing with yoga for a unique and meditative experience. You know, like yo-yo is this thing with round one.
Rope. It's again, it's not about startup or something new, or there are no I forgot the word about something new and technology and
invention.
Wow. Invention. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. But it sounds super easy to release, but the name is so stupid. The name of this project. And I don't know. I think, no, it's fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
Okay, finally.
I can't imagine how you could combine yo-yo and yoga.
Why? It's easy. Sometimes for yo-yo, you need only your hands. And in different yoga exercise, your hands are free. And you can use yo-yo during the yoga exercise. No?
Maybe. I know nothing about yoga, but I think that in yoga you use your hands a lot because there are like many poses.
Yeah.
When you like.
Yeah, but you can use yo-yo too.
Okay, Cloud, go ahead, create one. Yo-yo yoga. No. I like the name. It's not stupid,
sounds
by the way.
So stupid, actually. No. So stupid.
The next one, Lawn Chair Express. An app that lets you rent out your lawn chair for events and gatherings, ensuring you always have a front row seat. Imagine you are saying...
It's super useful. And it's super useful.
There is a wedding, for example, this wedding is outside, and you like a bit late, and the first row all occupied, and you just... rent a lawn chair, and like they bring you a chair that people use in campsites,
On the festivals,
for example, So, real or fake?
It sounds super logic and useful, and I hope something like this exists. And real?
No, it's fake.
Why?
The idea is crazy, man. You can earn a fortune in the USA. Okay, let's move on. Boring Company. Company with an idea to revolutionize urban transportation by constructing a network of underground tunnels for high-speed transportation systems. So basically, you have a megapolis, for example, New York, and you build underground tunnels for cars.
Yeah, for cars. Okay, not for...
So like you distribute the load of cars, at the surface and underground. Yeah. So it's like...
Yeah.
It's private. Different levels. You pay some money to use it, and you just get from point A to point B very fast. Underground.
What was the name of this
boring company?
It sounds not like AI idea. Okay, it's real?
Yes, it's real. You know why is it called boring company?
No.
Because it's not boring, like not interesting.
Bored.
Because bore, it's like when you bore underground.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. People usually come up with something like this. It's way
Do
more
you know
cooler
who than... come up with this?
Not a Kanye West, Elon Musk?
Yes. I was doubt that you may know this because it's super popular company, but I'm glad that you've never heard about that. The next one.
Okay.
Feline Fortune Teller, an app that claims to predict your future based on the behavior of your cat. So you just like describe the way that your cat behaves today. Yeah, like does it sleep?
Like, yeah, but it sounds so millennials lives, something like this, and I can't imagine a girl who come up with this, but I hope that it's fake.
Why are you so sexist, Claudia?
No, I can't imagine a girl because I know girls better than boys.
I propose to cancel you because of that.
No, I'm a girl and I'm...
Okay.
Okay. It's a fake.
It's fake. That's correct.
Okay.
It's a fake. The next one. Meet Pen. An idea to revolutionize the way we meet new people.
Like food? Meat? Meat like... Okay.
Yeah.
I think like...
Go vegan, Claudia. Well, when you saw someone at a cafe, for example, and you like this person, but you couldn't or wouldn't introduce yourself for whatever reason, so you would pull out your meat pen, it's a device, like separate device, and click in the direction of this person. And when this person got home, he or she check their meat pen, like they have another device, they have the same device, and this device would tell them that someone, like not someone, but this account saw you at some place, he or she clicked at you, maybe you want to interact with this person in the future. Meat pen.
Okay, it's something between AirTag. Yeah, we also discussed this. And it's something like the COVID apps that different countries try to launch for, I know, sharing location and share where you've been, and you always scan a QR code, and then other people who scan a QR code, then you have a bubble of people who were in your area, and wow. But I don't know, it can be real, it can be a stupid idea. I think it do not exist right now, and it's fake.
It's real. It's a real idea. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
It was a real idea, but I think that they didn't find the investment for this idea. And it was like a long time ago. I think that 2007.
Okay, they can't launch this product. Okay, I think something like this. And I think that the rule of our game is that it should exist.
No. I told you in the beginning that it should be an idea that was like brought by humans.
Okay, everything can be. Okay.
And that was the last one. And actually, this one I would like to discuss.
Mm-hmm. Meat pen?
Yes, because I think it was ahead of time, and like I think that it was kind of obvious that it's fake because it's a separate device. Yeah, like right now everything is in our phones, smartphones. And would you like to have an app like this? So why I can see this idea like... work, like you may be like a woman, a man, some person who goes home, for example, from a training, and you don't feel 100%. You don't wear makeup, maybe you didn't take a
not
shower,
enough confidence.
And you see a person outside and you'd like to meet them, but not right now. You don't want to introduce uh-huh. yourself, yeah?
Okay.
And for example, you open an application and you see, for example, you see on the map just one photo of this person and you just can recognize it. You don't see phone, you don't see name, you don't see nickname, you see just photo on the map.
Okay, yeah.
Real life location. And you just click on this person, yeah, and like connect, whatever. And for example, in 1 hour, this person gets notification. Yeah, so you just, mm-hmm. you're not in the same area.
Yeah,
you have time to leave.
Prepare. Run.
Yeah, to take a shower, something like that.
Or yeah. do not, because you're already at your place and who cares?
Yeah, maybe. So tell me, what do you think about this?
I think that the dating apps right now has so, I don't know, crazy options, and the diversity of dating apps is so, I don't know, crazy. And mm-hmm. I think there is something like, I'm not sure, but I think there is an app which works on your location and on your something.
Sorry to interrupt that. We don't speak about something that exists or something like that. I'm asking you about the idea. Like, would you like to have an app, even if it exists right now, an app like that to interact with people this way? Maybe not.
I don't know. I think no, because I'm not. When I somewhere like walking or
okay
drinking my coffee in coffee place, I'm. I don't know. Maybe I'm a very bad person, but I do not care about other people at all.
Yes, but
I
here
do
we
not
have interaction
how they...
two-way interaction. Yeah, like, okay, for example, you don't want to look around you, yeah, and click
yeah.
on some people's photos, blah, blah, blah. But
okay.
would you like to
okay.
be in this app so people can meet you, mm-hmm. like, to have you on the map, yeah, and propose you to interact later?
I don't know.
Because what personally I like about this, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that
idea, okay,
in the Tinder mm-hmm. or maybe other apps that also mm-hmm. available, yeah, not only Tinder.
also available.
By the way, Tinder, you can sponsor us.
Please.
There is photos, yeah, maybe videos. I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah, short videos. Okay, but this way you see people on the streets. Yeah, you see them like in 3D, let's say. You see how they interact. it's more personal. Yeah, you can
yeah.
you can see person more real because
yeah.
it's real
okay.
life. And this
yeah, but
this cool.
What the photo on this map? It can be a photo which like not the real one. No.
What?
It's,
it doesn't.
Okay.
What's the point to post fake one? Like,
it's not the fake. It's not the. It can be super fancy photo, not like the real life. You look like.
Okay, and
like always.
So what?
And you, in this way, you maybe. Can't recognize the person which you saw in 3D. Like
that's
said.
The problem of this person anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
anyway,
yeah, maybe it can work. Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know. You can
For you, you didn't answer the question still, Claudia. Are you a politician? Damn.
Kinda.
George Bush. Would proud of you.
I think that it may be interesting thing, but if it will be in my iPhone like originally
pre-installed.
Sorry, I. yeah, like brain, like inside of pre-install app already. Like, is my Find My devices and Find My friends on my map?
Okay, Claudia, whereas, why?
Because it's,
why?
Because I do not like the new apps, the new, the more apps, the more login things, sync up stuff. And if it's something like I need to do something extra for this, no. If it works already, okay, maybe.
Okay, that was, I'm glad that I've got an answer eventually. Okay, so you are not into that kind of things. I think that it might work. It's a real cool idea that was ahead of time, especially with like separate device. Man, that's cool.
Anyway,
that's it from my side. And Claudia, tell me, what is on your mind today?
Today and this week and always. Actually, I want to talk about power nap.
Oh,
do you know? Do you know what?
I don't know.
It?
Like, really? I've heard about this thing, but I've never tried. I think that it's addictive.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm way more scientist and theoretic, but this week
I think you're more entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
No. This topic is really interesting, I think. And this, the power nap is the, I don't know.
It's the power of a nap.
Napkin. it's just some break during your day time when you can, I don't know, sleep. Or just lay and try to go to sleep. It's just a pause during your day. I try to, I don't know, find more information how it works or what people thinking about. And it was one funny take about this. And their article started with, if you live in one of the of these lucky countries where midday siesta are normal, you probably never thinking about afternoon nap. Because you live in a lucky country, so you have the, it's just a culture. It's not something extra.
So you just don't get tired.
No, yeah. You have this break like in your culture, in your family. It's a normal. It's but it's a topic which really interested for many people, and it's really funny. And there are some benefits, of course, and but it's maybe not for everyone, as I think.
Is it for you?
This week, yes. I practice a lot. I think 4 times this week I have a power nap.
Not bad.
And last week, maybe 2 times.
Okay, does it help you?
Yes. I think, or maybe I just like to sleep. Maybe no power, just nap.
Okay.
Yeah, but it works actually because of our natural sleep cycles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually it's something scientific. It's not just a I don't know, pause. And I don't know that I know that the full cycle of sleep, like during the night, we have several cycles, not just one, but one full cycle is about half an hour. Yeah, no, 90 minutes. 90 minutes. It's 1 hour and a half. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the longer naps have the like downside of producing more sleep inertia.
Okay, yeah.
And it's and you can feel all your sleeping experience when you wake up and you feel, I don't know, power and something. But when you use these short power naps, which like it's not a full cycle, it's just a, I don't know, half an hour. Yeah, power nap, it's usually half an hour. It's not the, you can't sleep just 5 hours during the daytimes and call it, it's my power nap. And then 8 hours during the night. My normal.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, power nap, it's usually 20, 30 minutes at least. And it's actually ideal. It's ideal.
20, 30 minutes at least, or ideally 20, 30 minutes? At least it's
at
like
least
minimum.
20. Yeah, at least 20. 30 is usually ideal. Yeah, I mean mm-hmm. this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the construction of sentence is too hard for me today.
It's not your power. Your power is nap.
Uh-huh. And your power is entrepreneur mirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmirmir Yeah, and I think it's actually, yeah, I already told that there are some benefits. Yeah, of course, it's influence to your, I don't know, mood, to your, I don't know, actually it works with your short-term memory and focus and concentration. It helps, the power nap.
Mm-hmm.
And actually you can train yourself to to use power nap like a good tool for your productive life, for your I don't know, maybe for me, for my ADHD or something like this. And I found some advices for how to take a power nap, and I'm like, how to take a power nap?
Take it before the food?
No, I think after.
No.
But after the food, you like relaxed and ready after to food, chill.
You need to walk. Actually, you like
yeah.
It's bad for you if you lay down or sit after immediately after
yeah,
the food.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. The first tip is set an alarm. your power nap should be like something organized. Yeah. It's not normal to sleep just all day. Yeah, to make sure that your power nap doesn't turn into a marathon sleep.
Shh. So tip number two, set the second alarm. Because the first one...
Yeah, okay, 1.1.
Yeah.
The second one is actually make it early, because sleeping too late in the day can make it harder to fall asleep at night. So when I have my power nap at 7 p.m., that's mean that during the night I'm like, I should count the sheep, or maybe, I don't know, thinking about my podcast, or maybe, I don't know, thinking about my future or all my past mistakes.
The next
because
time
I have a
you could count internships.
Yeah.
Not regular ship.
Yeah. And sitting you up for a day of sleep deprivation, it's mean, you should. Okay, I think this is logic, yeah? Make your power nap as early as, as you can, but not when you just woke up.
What do you mean by early, like, as you can? So, for example, if I woke up at 7 a.m., and I'm like, I should take a power nap right now.
No, it's not a power nap. After, when you just woke up, it's you do not need power nap.
As you did
if
today,
you want
Claudia.
To sleep still, if you want to sleep still, it's mean that you do not finish your night sleep cycle.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. And what else? The last one is... set the stage, they told that a calm sleep environment is an important for your day, yeah, as the same like during the night sleep. Yeah, you should grab a cozy blanket and find a cool, quiet, dark place to rest. Noise, light, and uncomfortable temperature can interfere with the quality of your sleep, even if you don't remember waking during the nap. And it sounds so logic, and I'm so cute tips. Thank you for your advices, but I think during all this week, when I use this tool
technique
for my better life.
Yeah.
I'm just sleep. But actually, I think two times I use my night mask. Yeah, how it calls it, which
sleep
cover
mask.
My eyes.
A sleep mask.
Sleep mask, yeah. Yeah, I not always use it. During the night, during the day, but this week, two times, I wear it, and it was good, actually. And other stuff, cozy blanket, always. I don't know. Make it early.
Candles?
Maybe, but not for the daytime.
Okay.
Candles useful when it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's really, I think, interesting thing, yeah? Especially for people who wake up early, for example, and
or tiredness, just like to sleep.
Or just like to sleep, yeah. Tiredness have this effect that it accumulates all the time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And power nap, yes, can help with that. Also, I've heard that some famous people and like super productive people, they wake up early, like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., which is crazy.
Before the sun.
Yes. I think it's long before the sun. And
it depends of the
and then they,
time of the year.
Yeah, of course. And then they have a power nap, yeah, during the day. And I think that I've read that when you sleep, like, when it's daytime, yeah?
Yeah.
The amount of time you sleep, it counts like... So, for example, if you sleep 10 minutes a day in the daytime, it counts as 1 hour at the nighttime. It's not real measurement right now. It's like for comparison. Yeah. I don't know exact numbers.
Yeah.
But I think it's real. Yeah. So,
yeah, because
like,
the value of this time is like more than the night sleep.
Yes.
Uh-huh,
so
okay.
You can like sleep 5 hours a night and then you just sleep 2 hours when it's daytime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically you sleep 7 hours like any normal person.
Yeah, it's actually okay, yeah. No, doesn't work. two hours during the day, it's a lot.
Yeah, maybe 30
it's
minutes,
enough,
yeah.
Just 1 hour. One hour,
yeah.
Yeah, if you're real tired, 1 hour is okay. Yeah, and it's count maybe like two or something.
Yeah, I think
ideally...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, when you have this day break, yeah, it's like you have a 2 days in 1 day.
Yeah.
It was your first day, like morning was your first day, and then one more day, and you're like, oh, so many time I have.
So you have 11 days this week, right?
Kind of. Try to. It was a long week. Like always.
As always. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was saying.
Yeah, now
that...
you understand what I mean. What I mean when I talk. It was a long week. Now you understand.
Yeah. I think ideally, like you would have, like a lunch, yeah, mm-hmm. for 20 minutes, then 20 mm-hmm. minutes. You go for a walk, and mm-hmm. then 20-30 minutes you have a power nap,
uh-huh.
and that's
or
I think,
no like, power nap, then lunch, and then walk, and then go back to work.
Yeah, that makes sense, I think, because yeah, it would allow you like completely wake up mm-hmm. yeah after the mm-hmm. after your power nap. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Cool. I think that...
You should try.
I really should try. Yeah. And working from home makes this so much easier. But mm-hmm. I know that some companies even have like beds at the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rest rooms. The rest rooms, not the restroom.
Not toilets, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, relaxed rooms, I think. Or relaxed...
No, not relax, Claudia. It's lounge. Lounge.
Ah, lounge. Lounge, yeah. Yeah.
With hookah, you know.
And this, yeah.
The PlayStations.
Rooftop.
Yeah.
Dubai. Moscow City.
Cancelled.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really glad that we talk about this today. And yeah. Maybe after our show, I...
Damn.
I will take a power nap. Maybe. Not sure.
Okay. You'll tell us the next episode about this.
Maybe. So, thank you for your opinion. Thank you for listening my topic. Moving on. Yeah, let's go to the next part. To the takes.
Yes, please.
Well, Pero, what about takes? Do you have something?
Yes, Claudia, I have one. My take mm-hmm. for today is that I think that car horns should be refought because historically cars have only one horn sound, right? It's like
mm-hmm.
beep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that originally it was created to... like to have some form of communication that to other cars outside on the road, yeah, to people.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think that sometimes you don't want like beep, like fuck off, go, like go out of my way, yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just like, excuse me, could you please like go like a bit to the left, something like that. And I don't know how to implement it, but I imagine it's like we leave the main horn like the same place, yeah, at the wheel, but you have like additional one that have like another pitch, another sound, and like at least two sounds, yeah, that would communicate not some critical, but like another one, but some thing that, hey, like, I'd like to have your attention, but it's not critical right now.
Yeah. Or it's not so dangerous right now. Yeah, it's not something.
Yes, and it would be like some small button, that you won't search in critical situation. In critical situation, you just put your head on the wheel, at the center, and it would be like regular beep sound.
Beep. Beep. Okay, beep. So you want to rebrand the sound.
Redesign.
The system. Redesign, the system.
Yes.
Okay, maybe I agree because I have nothing to say because I'm not a driver and I'm...
You're not Adam? Yeah.
Always. And I don't know. Yeah, and I know this stuff when you want to say thank you on the road for someone. Yeah.
Yes.
You use this button.
Yes. Like blinkers like that lights. Blink left and right at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not popular here.
Yes,
in it's... Europe, in Portugal, and it's who come up with this? Who created it? Why? And maybe this thing should be included in your redesign of the system of sounds and lights, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. You just record yourself, and then you press button. It will say like, thank you very much. I appreciate that you let me into your line.
And you can sell ad. Ad in your
then that
thinking it's like when you want to use a beep, you're like, hello, this is a Perigo show.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that might maybe. Take. I don't think that we should spend more time.
Cool. Okay, cool. That. I like it. Really like it.
Awesome. Claudia, what's your take?
Okay, my take. So, I think that the festivals, it's not about music. It's about...
Drugs.
It's about atmosphere, about your, I don't know, your experience, your, I don't know, time with friends, just the way how you can spend your leisure time. But, okay, there is something about music and artists, but it's not the main. And if you want to feel music, the live concert, the something like musical event, you should go to... specific concert for you and enjoy the music like 100% and enjoy event too. But on festival, music is just, I don't know, 30% of all experience.
Can't say much about that. I think it's super personal for some people. It's about music, but in general, I'd say that it's about... Getting drugged, drunk.
Okay, it's your experience.
With your friends, allegedly. And basically,
It's super personal.
Spend time.
I've been in some festivals.
Okay.
I think not a lot, but actually not... I've been in the festivals, and for me, it's not about drugs.
You've seen with some my shit, friends. Yeah.
I like the atmosphere, and I don't know, the food on the festivals.
Everybody knows that when you were young, a child, you just slept and fall into a pen with a lot of drugs, and now you just...
yeah. And I'm just okay. I'm
and now you okay with... you high like always.
Always. Yes. Yeah. I do not need extra.
Yes. Do you know where like what reference it comes from, this idea? Asterix and Obelix. You know this?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I'm... Of course. And now I'm just super high always.
Yes.
And always fun. Yes. Even when I'm tired or sad, I'm still fun. Yeah, okay. That's my take. Festivals, okay. It's not about music.
Is it good or bad?
If you want to listen music, if you
go into festivals... Not you, Claudia. You. What do you think? Is it good or bad for you that festivals is not about music?
I like festivals. But when I want to hear, to listen music, to saw a live concert, I will go to the separate concert.
Okay, so... If you have opportunity, yes. So, for example, if on Monday there is a concert, but on Friday there is a festival, you'd prefer concert, yeah, just because you want to listen this artist.
Yeah, for example, if I have options to hear my favorite artist on Friday in his concert or on Saturday on a festival with other musicians, with full of something like this... Okay. I prefer Friday and separate concert.
Damn, you're so creator. I'm just like, I'm saying Monday and Friday. And you just a couple seconds ago after that, Friday and Saturday. Okay. Fuck your example, Kira.
Because Monday is for a power nap.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay, let's go to the next part. Your favorite, my favorite, maybe someone's favorite.
Everybody's favorite.
Favorite part, giraffes and marshmallows. Yes?
Woohoo!
Well. Well.
So.
So, well. Again, one more time. Do you want to ask me something?
Yes. One more time, but just one more time. Claudia, would you rather have one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? One horse-sized duck.
A huge one.
Yes, if horse is for you huge, yeah?
No, for a duck is huge.
Yes. For regular ducks, yes. Or 100 duck-sized horses. Okay, basically like one huge duck or many small horses.
I think one huge duck. And I don't know, lay on this duck.
You can swim on a duck, by the way.
I can swim
on a... You can fly on a duck.
Yeah, and we can walk together.
Nah, not that interesting, I think.
And she will be like...
Yeah?
Like duck walk. It can be a duck walk. But big one. And we walk together. It will be so cute and hilarious, I think. Yeah.
How would you call your one horse-sized duck?
What the typical horse name?
Horse? Duck name? Like Donald Duck?
No. I think it should be something like
Spirit.
Candy or like the sweet watermelon. I don't know why.
Sweet watermelon, okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. Wow. Huge duck, sweet watermelon.
Yes.
Oh, I become that crazy girl in the city.
Yeah. The more time you're in the city, the more crazy you are.
Yeah. Wow. Great. It was fun. So, okay. I also have a question for you. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
What do you prefer? Live in a beautiful building, but your view in your flat is...
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
You live in a beautiful building, but your view is in your flat is to an ugly buildings, and it depends what you think ugly. But it's not the empty field; it's other buildings. Mm-hmm. Or you choose living in an ugly one, but with a great view to a beautiful buildings. I don't know, the old one, historical one, architecture, or for you maybe beautiful, it's the huge glass stuff.
Does it affect the apartment I live in?
Didn't matter. It can be a great apartment, but in beautiful building or in ugly building.
Okay. Claudia, what a question.
Mm-hmm. Why you laugh?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I think that if it doesn't affect the apartment, so mm-hmm. I choose live in an ugly building here, but have mm-hmm. a decent view mm-hmm. at the modern buildings or mm-hmm. old one. Old architecture, yeah, but basically I mm-hmm. think living with a view, it adds, yeah, to your experience mm-hmm. living in an apartment, mm-hmm. Something, yeah, because mm-hmm. if you look at the factories, plants, yeah, mm-hmm. it's not that cool, I think, yeah, and I was laughing just because it's a cool question. Yeah, I think that I've asked it, or I've seen it somewhere, and I was looking maybe for somebody to ask me this question. Yeah, I'd like to answer mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, maybe I've already asked you, because this question is so hard for me still. I still have no answer, and it's too complicated. Because for me, it's really important where I live, like, and
but it doesn't
really
affect the apartment.
Yeah, but my building, it's actually, when it's beautiful building, it gives me more inspiration. I don't know why. It's important. I always enter to this building, and I see this a lot.
Close your eyes, Claudia.
Yeah, but it's really hard. The both super important. The both parts. And I will send you a TikTok about this, and maybe we can add this TikTok to our material.
Show notes, yeah.
Yeah, show notes. Yeah. Okay. It was a great questions, great takes, great
power nap.
How much? 90 minutes. Yeah, it's power nap. It was.
Yes,
I know it's
90
sleep
minutes,
cycle.
But we can't
sleep cycle.
We can't say it's on the podcast, Claudia, because it won't be 90 minutes. Yeah, because we like put something out. Blah blah blah. I think it's going to be 1 hour. Long.
Hope so.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah, okay. It was great. Everything was great. Thank you for your question. Thank you for your opinion, always. And thank you for new information. It's a lot that I will thinking about today during my power nap. Hope it will be in my dreams. Something about the startups. Hope so. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you. Thank you, Claudia. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today. Thank you, listeners, as always. I hope it wasn't too
bored.
Yes, too boring. And too crazy. And yeah.
No, it was. It was crazy. It's always.
No.
See you. See you. See you soon. See you soon.
See you.
Here,
bye.
Here we are. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit.
Entrepreneurship. Fuck. Never thought about it. Entrepreneurship. Claudia, you know? Entrepreneurship. 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 Fuck.